Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's go back over there to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 once more. If any man, any person, be in Christ, he is a new creation. You call things that be not as though they were the moment you got saved. And from there on after, come into my Lord, my heart, Lord Jesus. Take my life and do something with it. I receive you now as my Savior. Up until now, just those few seconds before that, no, you're still an old sinner. You're still in the process. I believe I receive this new birth. The key to life is calling things that be not as though they were. From that day forward, you saved Copeland? Yeah, you better believe it. Glory to God. Amen. You healed? My man, I wish I was. See, I didn't know that yet. I could have and should have and would have and did later when I found out about it. I could, and I did this later. I've done it when, I'm telling you, when I was so sick, I could not hold up my head. And I said, glory to God, I'm healed. And the devil's trying to take my health away from me, and I'm not going to let him have it. I got so sick in one church in Oklahoma City, back in the early days, I'm telling you, and we were staying with our good friend, Lavinia James, and I was so sick. I woke up that morning. I was so sick with the flu. I was hurting so badly. My whole body ached. I woke up. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't get up. I couldn't hold my head up. Every time I'd hold my head up, I'd just roll around and just about pass out. But I've got a morning service. Well, I'm not calling in sick. I'm not quitting for any reason. The Bible says, by his stripes you're healed. When you're healed, I'm going to work. Praise God. I'm not going to compromise with this book. I have a covenant with God, and I call myself well. Praise God. That's just it right there. And so Gloria said, are we going? I said, well, of course we're going. So there's no way, George, there was no way I was going to turn her loose with that blade to shave me that morning. No, and I'm not going to church unshaven. And so Gloria said, Lavinia, do you have an electric shaver? She said, yeah, I got one. So I had some kind of a shave that morning before we went to church. And I'm quoting the scripture, and Lavinia drove, and I'm all the way, it wasn't long before that far to the church. And I got up there. I began, my body was coming around. I was stronger. By the time we got to the church, I was ready to preach. And I walked up there and got a hold of that pulpit, and oh, here it went. The room started going around and around. I said, I'll be back in just a moment. So the choir practice room was right behind the sanctuary. And so I walked in there, and I'm telling you, I went in the men's room and I washed my face and I went after the devil. I'm telling you, and with every scripture that came up and then in tongues, and I just got all over him. I speak in the tongues of men and angels, and you're going to hear me, Satan, and just shout at him in the spirit. You take your filthy hands off my body. That's a form of calling things that be not as though they were. So I walked out there and caught a hold of that pulpit, and it started rolling again. I said, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. So I just held on right there and just started preaching. Well, what did you preach, Brother Copeland? Healing! What do you think? Hallelujah. Amen. I preached well over an hour that morning. And by about 10 or 15 minutes into that message, every symptom left because you call things that be not in your words and in your actions glory to God. And that constitutes the prayer of faith. And Satan can't take that kind of pressure. He'll get out. He'll leave. He'll just take his symptoms, pack them up, and go. Now, I want to go over here to the book of James for a moment, in the 5th chapter of James. And I want you to notice something here in the 14th verse. Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Make a mark there in your Bible if you haven't already. And the prayer of faith. What is that? Well, it's the prayer of faith. Faith in that name. It's faith in that name. It's not faith in the oil. The oil won't heal you. The oil is a point of contact. Hallelujah. The oil is representing not only the love, not only the goodness, but also the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's also the prayer of calling things that be not as though they were. I call myself well. Just so sick. Elders, come help me. Come help me. Glory to God. I need your help. Come pray for me. Come anoint me with oil. You pray the prayer of faith and I'll believe. They pray the prayer of faith and you don't believe, you don't get anything. It's not their prayers that'll do it. It's your agreement with it. Amen. Hallelujah. And in case the devil was telling you, well, you're not going to get anything. You've got that sin in your life. Well, look at that. The prayer of faith saves the sick and the Lord will raise him up. And if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. They'll be forgiven him. Amen. And particularly if this is a true elder of the church. And the elder of the church is saying, all right, now let's take care of business here. Anything you need to repent of right now? Now's the time. My brother, my sister, now's the time. Glory to God. Jesus is here and his healing is here and you're healed. Glory to God. And he loves you. And see, this may be an immature believer that really doesn't know a whole lot yet and thinks, well, you know, I fouled up on the job. God doesn't love me anymore. Oh, come on, sweetheart. He loves you. Amen. He's ready to heal you right now. Just tell him I confess that sin and I receive my forgiveness. It's that simple. You really mean it, Brother Cole? Oh, yeah, I really mean it. Oh, good, pray. Amen. Calling things that be not as though they were. It's the prayer of faith. It is the prayer of believing you have it when you don't have it. It's the prayer of believing you receive it before you have it. You got to believe you have it before you get it. You can't believe, you can't wait till you get it to believe it. Because if you don't believe it, you're not going to get it. Amen. I said, amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Now look, now follow me here. I said all that. We talked about being fully persuaded. We talked about all of these different ways and so forth and so on. And that the very fact that, let's look at Hebrews 8:1. I should have said something about that this morning, but I let it slip. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. Now, we're going to sum this up, he said right here. He's talking about Hebrews is a covenant book. Hebrews explains the difference between the first covenant and the second covenant. It explains the difference between the blood of animals and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of God. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. By how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant. Jesus is the mediator. Jesus is the agent. Jesus, the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Glory to God. That's his job. That's his job. When we take stand on that covenant, when we sow according to that covenant, when we believe according to that covenant, when we call things that be not as they were, praise God. He's the one that makes sure they are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's his job. Amen. He's El Shaddai in the flesh, the God that's more than enough. Hallelujah. And he's the God that's planning your life right now. He already has it all laid out. Laid it out before the foundation of the world. And there was no mention of sin in it. When he planned your and my life before the foundation of the world, knew your name. Hallelujah. There was no mention of sin in it. No mention of sickness. No mention of any kind of problems at all. That was all added through the curse, of course. He planned all of this before there was a curse. Well, I don't see when, hey, don't get in there and go to banging your little brain up against that. No. We get pieces of insight into it now and all of that. Don't mess with things and get all bent out of shape about something that has nothing to do with your salvation. All right? You just create a bunch of questions that gender strife. But just remember this. He knows what he's doing. And so you just take the word of God and you find out what's in that plan and it belongs to you. Praise God. Healing belongs to you. Prosperity belongs to you. Amen. The very best of everything belongs to you. And it's not based on your salary. No, it isn't. It's based on your faith. Glory to God. And so as you take your stand, you call things that be not with a smile on your face. When your body's hurting, I call my body well. Glory to God. And don't put up a little stuff. Just put up with some of the, I heard Brother Hagin say that. He said, I don't know why I do it. He said, I just put up with something that just stayed sore for several days, maybe for several weeks. And he said, I know better than that. I don't know why I do it. And he said, I finally get tired and said, I call you well. And he said, in just a little while, it's gone. Well, if you stay conscious of that all the time, you could have kept doing that. And at the first sign of that problem, when it was still small, just a little, he said, no, I call you well. I call things that be not as though they were. And then go back over there and read that scripture. I'm like God. I call things that be not as though they were. Consequently, I'm like Abraham. Why? Because that old nature's gone. I have the same nature in me that Abraham had in his. Praise God. I have the God nature in me. I have the nature to call things that be not as though they were. Amen. And I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ, through him. Amen. I'm the righteousness of God in him. Don't leave the in him off. Amen. Well, I just call things that be not as though they were. Well, that's not going to do anything. What you just got through saying? No, you didn't hear what I said. Like God, I call things that be not as though they were. Now, you get the difference? Of course you do. Praise the Lord. So now just remember these things. Now, I said all that to get the opportunity to say this. Turn with me to John's Gospel, chapter 20 And Brother Weeder, would you bring me my iPad, please? I should have remembered to bring it, but I was remembering singing instead of, because this is the bottom line. John chapter 20. Thank you, sir. John chapter 20. And we start reading with verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now, wait a minute. That's sure not calling things to be not as though they were. Let's get back. Wait a minute. Well, Romans chapter 4. What was it he said? What was that? Verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. You cannot. No one can. No one can receive Abraham's covenant, blessing, and all the rest, the healing covenant of God, the prosperity covenant of God, the protection covenant of God, the victory covenant of God. You can't receive it with Thomas's faith. Now, Thomas had the same covenant everybody else did. His will got in the way. He said, I will not believe. Now, what's the matter with him? Well, for one thing, he's under a lot of pressure. He's afraid. They all were. He's afraid. And they're telling him, he's sick and brokenhearted. He watched Jesus die, and it's tearing him apart, and he hadn't seen anything yet. He's hurting. You can hear his hurt. Now listen to it in the classic amplified. And you can hear his hurt. He's not just hurt, he's mad. Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples kept telling him, We've seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Unless I see in his hands, the marks made by the nails, and put my finger into the nail prints, and put my hand into his side, I will never believe it. I will never believe it. That's what that text actually says. I will never believe it. He's mad. He's hurt. The man that he loved has been brutally murdered, and it tore him up. They said, We've seen the Lord. I don't believe that. Eight days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, though they were behind closed doors. Now, that'll get your attention. he just walked through the walls. Oh, yeah. That'll wake you up. Woke him up, too. And he stood among them and he said, Peace be to you. That really must have ministered to Thomas, because he shook up and he's mad. And Jesus said, Peace be to you. Then he said to Thomas, and I'm going to do this the way it comes across to me, because, I've known him a long time. Then he said to Thomas, reach out your finger. Here. Come here, son. And see my hands. You can touch me. Hand me your hand, son. Put out your hand. And place it. Come on. Place it in my side. Thomas, stop being faithless and incredulous. Stop your unbelief. Stop it right now. And believe. Thomas said, my Lord, my God. Jesus said to him, because you've seen me, Thomas, do you now believe and trust and have faith in me? Blessed and happy and to be envied are those who have never seen me and yet have believed and adhered to and trusted and relied on me. Seeing doesn't release the blessing of Abraham, but believing does. You know what he just told him? From now on, Thomas, you're going to have to be like Abraham. Don't ever call him Doubting Thomas. That's the last time. With an experience like that, no, he's blessed Thomas. Praise God. Did you receive that? I know you did. You cannot. It is impossible to receive Abraham's blessing with the faith of Thomas, which was faith only from his mind and his emotions, his natural human faith. I can't handle it if I can't see it. But when faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and you keep that covenant promise before you, and you're going to have to call things that be not as though they were, instead of demanding to feel or see something before you believe it.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith and the one-year Bible plan every day. Keep up with culturally relevant articles and free downloads on the blog. Click through interactive issues of the BVOV magazine with links to videos and further reading. Follow along with the question of the day. Face tough questions with answers based firmly on the Bible. Get a faith boost by reading testimonies of real-life success stories from people just like you. KCM.org meets you where you are.
The world will constantly try to bombard your mind with thoughts.
The economy is down. We won't have enough. What if I get sick? This disease is incurable. The world is so dangerous, there's no place to be safe.
But God has empowered you to come up higher, to think how He thinks and speak how He speaks, so you can live in faith and victory. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Speak out God's promises. Release the force of faith and see things change. For over 5 decades, Kenneth Copeland has taught faith and living by the Word of God. In his 4-message teaching, The Spirit of Faith, you'll learn how your faith-filled words of life dominate the world's broken system of sin and death. Take the abundant life Jesus gave to you and receive by faith everything you have need of. Put the spirit of faith into action that brings God's covenant promises into your life.
Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
Thomas said that he had to see the nail marks in Jesus' hand, and he had to put his hand into Jesus' side before he would believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. Now, Jesus had told his disciples that he would be crucified, and after 3 days, he would rise again. But Thomas wanted his senses satisfied before he would believe what Jesus had said. That's not faith. That's not faith. When you want your senses to convince you of what God said, that's actually doubt. But as a believer, you have to make the quality decision that you are not moving from the Word of God, no matter what your senses are telling you. Agree with God's Word. When it says God meets all your needs according to His riches and glory, agree with Him. Agree with God's Word when it says Jesus took your sickness and bore your diseases. Faith doesn't ignore the facts that need to be dealt with, but faith does boldly look at those issues and makes the choice to declare what God's Word says. That's how faith changes things. See, what faith does is it calls those things that be not as though they were. So if God says you're prosperous, that's what you are. Whether you see it in the natural right now in this moment or not. If He says you're healed, you are healed whether you feel it right now or not. Go to the Word, find the promises that God has given for your situation, then meditate on those promises until they become more real in you than what your physical senses are telling you. And then what do? You boldly speak those promises. Your faith goes to work when you speak God's Word. So why don't you say this right now? I am strong. Strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Now listen, don't stop that. Don't stop speaking the Word. Speak it out every day and watch as God's Word brings change into your life. Amen. KCM would like to send you a free gift today to help strengthen your faith. It's called The Spirit of Faith, and it's an MP3 disc by Kenneth Copeland. You know, the Bible says, I believe, therefore I've spoken. See, that's what faith does. It speaks. In fact, you can tell whether a person is in faith or not by what's coming out of their mouth. And I encourage you, learn to recognize the difference between what faith says and what doubt says. As a child of God, we've got to learn how to talk like God talks instead of how the rest of this world talks. And as you speak His Word, you grab hold of His covenant promises to you and you change the situations around you. So just go to kcm.org to request your free MP3 disc today. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. While you're online, you can also request a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.